Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of Talk Sex with Sugar. And as you know, every episode has been a hit, back to back. And this one is not about to be an exception. So get comfortable, get your snacks, get your drinks. You know, make sure you're very comfortable because you're about to get in for the ride of your life. Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of Talk Sex with Sugar. And on today's episode, I have Ogoluwa joining us once more. Welcome, Ogoluwa. Say hi.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here again.
Whoops, whoops. Welcome. So basically, today, we're basically going to be gisting about the menace of slut shaming. You know, especially on the streets of social media.
Yep.
And how irritating and absolutely, you know. And I think one particularly outstanding part is how the fact that is how women are now starting to like own it, like all of us.
Yes. You cannot shame the shameless.
You know, because eventually we realize that, you know, the whole idea of slut shaming is sort of like
stigmatization of a woman because of her sexual desires, or because she's sexually educated, or sexually experienced. Positive. Yes, because she owns her sexuality, you now begin to stigmatize her. That's basic. I think that's basically what slut shaming is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know one very funny part is also when they do so this whole Ashewo thing. You know, it, mm-hmm. gone are those days when he used to pain us. You know, when
it's bill,
it doesn't even pain anybody.
Doesn't pain anybody.
You know, it's like, for example, you get promoted at work. You know, you have a certain, you get some form of achievements. You know, they would quickly attribute it to you had to sleep your way around to get it, a shewo, or maybe you have a disagreement with a man on the timeline, small thing they're already doing, a shewo, you buy something nice for yourself, or you go on vacation. They're like, a shewo. And I like the fact that women have now flipped it on them. And it's no longer, we're no longer pained. God knows this way will be like, you called me a shewo.
I'm an shewo.
Yes, everybody, all of us. Na shewo.
All of us are all that. You know, the wild thing about the situation is that even besides attributing women's success and, you know, money to sexually being gamed, the general concept of women, you know, being sexually positive. The idea that a woman has enough knowledge. Well, have you not seen situations on Twitter? Twitter is the worst place to see the bottom barrel.
Is
a true reflection of society, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way a woman, you know, is sexually experienced, you know, saying that, you know, remember our last, when we were talking about it in our last episode, when we were speaking about a woman, about, you know, what you want, what you don't want. Some people find a woman who understands herself sexually, understands her body, who understand where does not give her pleasure. They find her promiscuous. They begin to call her names. Why do you like sex so much? Why do you like sex? And it reflects in our society in two ways, right? I was having a conversation with a couple of people, and we were talking about how, like, women that are, like, you hail men that sleep around,
that are sexually irresponsible.
They are sexually irresponsible.
They say this nonsense master key that opens many locks.
Yes, that agba, chief. When it comes to a woman, right, she's a slut, she is an ashewo. Is that, you know, there's one popular quote from Chimamanda in we should all be feminists. And
Feminist.
she's like, if you have a problem with A in a woman, but not in a man, your problem is not with A, your problem is with a woman.
The problem is the woman,
It's with that
absolutely.
woman.
So
It's the same thing with
you
sex.
remember that time that this Oxlade sex tape came out? Oxlade's own, and everybody was
Guy.
hailing him.
A few people were ailing in sex
People
positions.
were
Do you understand?
hailing
People
him. They
were
were
like,
like, look at the
wow,
strokes, look
Agba,
at
look at
the
the
back
strokes.
shots.
I just love it. Then our Queen Tiwa,
Tiwa's own
a few
happened.
weeks. That's when people say, maybe she has a son.
You
She
know,
has,
people started
and I'm
remembering that
like,
she's a woman. People started
and I'm
remembering
like,
that
who is
she's a
this?
celebrity. And I'm like, are you serious?
And I'm like, no, that was the truth. I was just watching it from sipping. I was not oxygen, but I was waiting patiently. And I like that Tiwa doesn't used to disappoint. You know, she gave when it came out. Tiwa, I think she was not even came to talk about. Did you see the way she claimed it in the new song with Asake?
Yes.
Sex tape or
Step with the
le
buying
bije?
Nijay.
Like, okay,
You
like
have
who? I think the other line was who never fuck something
hands
like
in
this
the
to
air.
raise their hand.
Why is it that the sex tape thing did not pose a
A
threat
threat.
to Oxlade, to the guy? But instead,
What is
for
the
example,
woman?
remember that Babcock girl, that there was this sex tape thing, there were two of
Yes,
them.
my
Why was it the
God.
girl that was
It was
expelled?
only the
The
girl.
guy
It was
wasn't
only the girl.
expelled.
It was only the girl. No, see that idea that women being sexual beings,
It's like
women
it
being,
poses a
you know,
threat.
it poses, and it's because they don't see us as not just sexual, they don't see us as beings. Because if you see us as equals, which we are, which we should be, right? You will not find an aberration in the fact that the same way you have sexual urges, I also have sexual urges.
And
And I have
I'm
devices.
owning
If I want
my
to,
desires and my pleasure.
yes, if I want to go and satisfy the urge, if I want, I can and I should. I have every right to. Have you seen Miss Vulva? Have you seen Miss Clit?
I
Have
mean,
you
like,
met
the
her?
clitoris is the only organ designed for sexual pleasure.
Have
The
you
only
met the
organ in the
clits?
human body. And
Like, have you met?
you expect
And they
me
expect me to.
not to be sex
I
positive.
don't. Why wouldn't I be? So is that concept? Is that one of where they don't like the idea of like men and women, like women should not in any way be sexually positive. They should not seek to be sexual. They should not do what is sex to. And it also, another way it demonstrates, which annoys me a lot, is when older generations, right? When a man loses his wife, I know many situations, like my parents are pastors. So when one of their fellow pastors lost his wife, it was not up to a year. Some of the other pastors say,
Your sister, it won't be lonely.
Ati ni sister come for you. And then I know a woman who they are both pastors too, right? Who has lost her husband for years.
They
I was having the
would
conversation
tell
with
her
my
not to
mom
get married so that she will be
that
an
no,
example
God
for
did it.
virtuous women.
And I asked my mom that, please, why? I said, where it's believed that a man, you know, is a man now. Is
What
a
is the
man, as a
meaning of
man,
is a man
he
now?
cannot.
What is the
And
meaning?
I said that I don't understand. You think the
Say the
woman
woman
too
does
does
not
not
have
have
sexual
sexual urges?
urges.
It was not recently that apparently the woman's self has actually been looking out to be married. I'm like, finally, one
Finally.
person. Because they do that a lot. It's affecting both younger generation and older generation. That's in a lot. A widower, will not, like, it's not up to a year. They would have been throwing women at him that, no, you know, we don't want you to sleep
Yeah,
around. We don't want you to kidnap.
you shouldn't be alone. You can't
You
be alone.
shouldn't be alone.
So very I think a few weeks ago I put the question on my account on my WhatsApp status, and as expected, all I got was, women and men process emotions in different. Women are actually more emotional, and they'll miss
Which
their
is.
husbands more. That's why they don't get married. They don't remarry immediately. But the men, they get over it on time. And I'm like, Who said
Again,
that?
like we said in our last episode, women are married to forces, weapons against them. Because how is that an analysis?
How?
How is that a, why would you say that? Ah, man.
You know, and another way in which this slut shaming thing pops up is in how the society believes that a woman cannot have sexual agency. So, aside from also being
Yes.
like a woman being sex positive is being frowned at, it's also like a woman that, so for example, you tell maybe you're about to get into a relationship, or you meet somebody and you're like, oh, I do not want to have sexual relations with you. You know, I do not want to have sex. And the person is like, but you're not even a virgin. And you are saying that you're not even a virgin. And you are saying you don't want to have sex. You're a hypocrite.
Exactly. When you shame people because of their lack or desire for any form of
For
sexual
their
manifestation or
choice. And I'm
is
like,
that
I'm not
one so that's
understanding.
still
The fact that I had sex in the past and I do not want to have it now. Does not
with
what
you.
how is it? How is it a problem? How is God?
Most importantly, with you.
I mean,
With you, because
I'm not obliged
I'm
to
not
have
in
sex
any
with
way.
you.
It's the idea that you know a woman who is sexually, who is sexually positive, and you just think that, oh, that means that she will be with you. See, it may not even be abstinence thing. She doesn't just want you,
You
and
know,
that's
she may not
fine.
even just want you. See, let me not even go into this over-sexualization of sex educators. You see that one, it's a whole
Oh, that's a
different
big,
conversation.
that's a big. I've had to, like, I have a lot of,
Huge.
like, couple of people that are, like, sexual educators, and the experiences I've had, Jesus.
Don't worry. We'll have a different conversation, because if we start now, no. Because I would, and just to give you a peek into it, it's hard. People are toasting you because they feel like you're a freak in the sheets. Because you teach
Yes.
sex, they feel like, you know what? No. It's exhausting. It's absolutely
Being a
exhausting,
woman in
because
all
it's like
shades.
a woman can't have sexual agency. You don't see a woman as a sexual being. First of all, you don't even see her as an equal. Secondly, you do not see her as a sexual being that is able to make, that has autonomy, full autonomy over herself. And you don't see her as somebody that has sexual agency, that can make choices, that can decide whether or not she wants to be intimate and when she wants to. Another aspect of slut shaming where, a woman has been doing putting a lot of work into trying to build her career or her business, and you finally make it, or you're starting to make it, and the next thing is they start saying it was cryptocurrency that you had to sleep. If it was that easy to get
There should
paid
be a lot
money,
of women up. Uh-uh.
there should be a lot of women at the top now. If it was that easy, and you now think that, why does it have to be? Why can't these men help you without asking for sex in return? Because every time they're always like, you sleep around for. Why can't you, the men, give help? I was speaking with somebody the other day, and she was telling me how she asked for a loan to start up her business from this man. And the man brought out double of the money, and he said, I'll give you this money if you sleep with me. That one is even far. I had an experience when, in the early days of my career, when, I saw this, I was still new into the whole sexual and reproductive health space, and, working with consortium organizations and the likes. And I met this man at this particular training where I was impressed, with his wealth of experience and knowledge. And I was like, after the program, I was like, oh, good afternoon, sir. I introduced myself, what I do, you know, her, and how I was really fascinated with what he did and his progress. And I was like, Prisa, can I get your contact so that I can, you know, follow up, you know, maybe shadow him. And the man called a number. He called a 3-digit number. And I didn't understand. I was like, sir. He
Don't
called the
understand.
3-digit number. Like, apparently, that was a number to his hotel room. And he's like, I'll
Oh,
see you. He was like, I'll see you after the I'll see you after the training. And I'm like, don't
see
understand.
me for what?
I didn't even ask you for money. All I asked was for your contact so that I can. And all you could have done was give me your business card. But the next thing you would do,
See, I don't want to interact with you if
why
you
do
don't
I,
want to.
you know, why do I have to come and collect your contact in your hotel room? It was after the training, I was speaking with one of my female friends, and she was telling me that the guy said the same thing to her. And
Imagine?
I'm like, you people make it hard for women to climb the career ladder.
Make it so
You make it
difficult.
so difficult for women. And when women finally find other ways to climb this ladder, despite your wahala, you will come back and be
Yes, you
like,
find it you find it strange that how did you get there?
how did she
Not
get
possible,
there
but
without, how did she get there without having to sleep with irresponsible men like you? And you still go ahead and slut shame. You know, that's why I'm just, you know what? I don't know. I think the highlights for me in this whole thing is how Nigerian women especially have flipped the script on them. You call me an ashamed. I'm used to it, you
I'm
know.
yes, come. I
Call me a
am.
shame. Yes, thank you. You know, if I buy a car, you feel like, no, good luck. I'm, you know, I'm, for example, you know, just recently, we have seen a lot of these male so-called influencers and content creators, you know, buying huge cars and building houses, buying Benz, buying house in Lekki and the likes. And I have never seen anybody come out to say cryptocurrency. That's
Why would
how
they?
are these men getting that? Who are these men sleeping with? But if it's a woman that buys a
Straight
house,
up.
straight up immediately, they will say she don't go sleep with one rich man. She don't go. You know what? You know, this conversation is not, it's a conversation that unfortunately will still be ongoing for a very, very long time, because it's like,
We
no matter
cannot
how
talk
much
about it enough.
you get, and so long as this keeps on going, we are not going to keep quiet about it. We are going to keep on also encouraging women to come out to talk about their stories and experiences with, you know, men violating their sexual agency, feeling like they are not, feeling like being sex positive is a terrible thing. That like it's a, like it's like it means w when they equate sex positivity to promiscuity. And
Yes, and I just remember the conversation. It's not even just only men. It can be fellow women as
yes,
well, but
absolutely.
who are not
Fellow women.
sexually educated. Because I recently had a project with, I had to do a project with a group, with my group here. And then I remember that where the topic was on HIV. It was on HIV and HIV, Sha. And I remember we got into the conversation about sex. I mean, I was saying that, and they were like, oh, that men like sex more than women. And I'm like, that's
Eh?
a lie.
Who said
That
that?
is not true.
Is it because many women don't talk about their, a lot of women are not sexually expressive? Is that what makes you
Yes, and
think
because they are
men
very
don't?
suppressed. So now where me I'm even now going to that. So we were from there, the conversation went to talking about oral sex, and then I was saying that I personally said, well, me, I think oral sex is very satisfactory. Like, I really think that it is. And I remember one of them, that's the eyes with which she looked at me. I'm like, I feel
Like this one is a bad girl.
Do you get it? I feel like I was like, do you know how sensitive the clitoris is? So imagine somebody is actually, there's a tongue. Like, you guys should demand. The fact that I was describing all that, I think it really freaked her out.
I'm sure I would pay anything to see the shock on her face.
On her face, she's like, what are you saying? Like, oh God,
I
like,
you know
it's true now.
the funny part is that it's not as if they don't know these things. It's not as if they don't think these things, but the audacity for you to say it out loud.
Exactly. I mean, I don't send anybody like every. I remember they were having a conversation in my class about, I think they were talking about threesome. They were talking about something about sexual, and then somebody in my class, she left, like she just turned and didn't talk again. And then they were like, "Oh, that's she doesn't contribute to that kind of conversation. No, like maybe like the church person. Like, Ogo, I know Ogo is always down for this kind of conversation now. Like she's always, and the person goes to say, ah, that I know Ogo is down for a threesome. Now in my head, and I'm like, the
Wait,
fact that
hold up.
I
The fact
talk
that I
about
talked about
it
it does
does
not.
not mean that I want to. You are not even, I would
You
never
see,
have with you, not in my
this is part of the whole consent thing. Like, I
exactly.
mean.
This is it. This is the idea that I know I'm well aware of these things. I'm like very, very well aware of these things, and I know what is and what is not, and I understand the concept of pleasure, and I enjoy the concept of pleasure, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it. Does not mean that I would
Does
normally
not
want to
mean
do
I
it with
would.
you.
You get.
So that's another angle. Like that's a different, and that's another one too. I can choose not to. You, it's me that is making the choice. That's why I've said it, that it, like, you know, they are in any space you're in, there are women that people say, oh, they are wild. You see those ones, they are the kind of people that are my favorites. Like they are my favorite kind of women. You see the ones that don't give it, they don't care.
They don't care.
They
They will
don't
just
care.
say it as it is.
Yes, I like. When we were doing this anonymous thing, they were saying they were doing this anonymous thing some year. You know, they were doing it in different campuses and different like schools and stuff. So of course, you trust Nigerian men
I hear now. They use that as an
sell you slut
opportunity
shame.
to, you know.
And then my women, the women in the class were claiming it. Yes, I heard that you give good heads. They say yes. Oh, do you want to confirm? Oh, I heard that.
Good.
You, and then yes. I'm like,
I
I
like
love
that.
it.
I love it.
Continue.
Continue. I love it.
It's a great, very crazy concept. It's just, it, and it's wild. You see it in your everyday life. That's why many times, I talk about this thing, I'm like, seeing, I'm not saying this thing based on just a course that I took or a book that I read. These are experiences that I have, and I can tell you for sure, the world is still not safe for us.
Still using to.
It's not safe in terms of the safety of our lives, and it's not even safe in terms of our opinions, because we have to be careful. You have to guard yourself so that don't let them tag you. The same way with, I'm very sure you'd have experienced things like this, where they'd be like, ah, hey, this one you're always talking about sex. Men will see you as a slut, though.
See,
Men, which kind of man do you want to attract?
imagine. So, for example, when I talk about, because I talk about faith, you know, and sexuality also on my, you know, WhatsApp status. And sometimes when I talk about pleasure and the things like that, and they'll be like, ah, and we're a Christian. I'm like, did they tell you that Christianity and sex are parallel lines? I'm not understanding. Koyemi, no, like, explain.
I remember when I used to, when I still like, when I still used to talk about faith and stuff, and then I remember somebody used to tell me that you can never be a feminist
And be a
and a
Christian.
Christian. I don't talk about faith as much, like, because like over the couple of years, faith has had like a very wild transitioning for me. That's a different concept. But
For
like I don't talk
sure.
about faith as much. But I remember then how I used to have a lot of internal struggles. I used to have a lot of
Yeah,
internal
like
battles in
am
myself.
I feminist enough? Am I
Am I
Christian
feminist
enough?
enough? Am I
Am I?
Christian enough? So I've washed my hand away from that struggle, Sha, but I understand the struggle. And
it was hard, especially from when, especially
it
when we're
was
just starting out, you know.
exactly. One thing I'm realizing over the years, over like what I realized for faith is that everybody, like, you have the right to choose what you want,
Yes.
right? Because is my your version of faith,
It's different from
right,
my
can
own
include
version.
feminism. Yes, and it's
Exactly.
different from your own version. Is the, I remember the day I was like the first time, this is wild, where I've had oral sex conversation with my mother twice. So the first time
How did
I
you
had the
go?
conversation, the first time I had a conversation with her, she felt, she was like, eh, why will you put your mouth on the penis? Fucking me. For what? So the second time, right, was there was a video of a man, a pastor, talking about preaching that women, and you complain you don't have money, blah 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 blah. And I told her that, see, okay, well, you people say we should not have, the people are saying they should not have sex before they get married. Fine. It's fine. No, voila. Why is this man feeling the need to tell married couples how to have sex?
How
Why
to
is
have
there a,
sex,
like,
ma'am?
and my mom is like, ah, that's true. I now had to, like, start, she now say, and I said, and I said, this form of sex is called oral. She said, I had to do an entire education for my mother.
Exactly. Where to
Okay,
go?
so this is oral sex for a woman. This is what they do. For men, this is what they do. This is what it's called. I said, She was, I had to do that kind of education
And
for her in that moment.
they're proud of
Like,
you.
and whenever I say it, people are always like, you spoke to, I'm like,
Why
yes.
not?
And
I mean,
like, why wouldn't I? I feel like in my house, I talk about sex really freely. Like, I don't, I generally, and even when I'm at home, it's still not weird. It translates to when I'm at home. So having that conversation with my mom was not even weird in any way. But what I found very wild was, is me, the one who is in quotes, who will not be sexually experienced, who is not
You
in quotes, sexually experienced, who is saying this? So I'm just like asking that. How many older couples actually, because of the idea of they don't want to be, the women don't want to be slut shamed. They don't want to find out what works for them. They don't want
imagine
to. The
the
concept of
doors
it,
of pleasure that they did not unlock.
she does. Ah, that is why that TV, that is why sex toys terrify people now. That is why she,
Because he started
I
opening
think it
up
was the time.
women, he started showing women
Exactly.
how much pleasure they were capable of receiving.
Exactly. I cannot, I won't blame a woman who for the first time as she experiences orgasm from
I won't
sex toy.
blame how. I won't though.
Because no, when you now do that and you go back to Baba Odunayo and you see that there's not, it is like you
He's
cannot
not.
compare it.
He's just the old boring, and Baba Adunaya is not ready to improve. He's not ready to do what he wants.
And then all
No.
of a sudden you now complain that sex toy is replacing you. Why will you not?
When
No,
you are not
explain
willing
to
to,
me.
you are not willing, the pleasure
Explain.
is supposed to be
But
two-way.
the thing is that it's a result of many years of like women being told
Of
that
suppressing
sexual
women's
pleasure,
pleasure.
yes, which is, see, today I used to say that God bless the inventors of sex toys.
God will
May they,
bless them. I thank God for giving them the inspiration.
may you live. Funny enough, the history of sex toys is from doctors.
Yes,
Like,
so
there was a time in history where women used to go for, what was the name of this illness? They were having,
he
is it
said
the
hysteria.
blues? Hysteria.
Yeah, hysteria. I think the
Hysteria. And
hysteria
then,
was even. If you, I'm sure that if we read the history well, hysteria was would have been due to lack of sexual satisfaction.
yes, it was. It was. They
Because
said
they were
that there was,
cranky, they were not
they were
getting
horny.
enough.
They were, that was what it was. They were horny. And then instead of their husbands, they would send them to the hospital. They're obviously sick. Like,
You,
it must be a form of
in form of
sickness
sickness. Wow.
for you
I
to be
mean,
acting like this. I'm pretty sure maybe it was during their ovulation period. And then they got there and they saw, I think it started as fingering them.
yeah, they
Then
said
they went on
they'll give
to,
them a cervical, being a uterine massage, and they will feel better.
yes,
And I'm like,
you'll feel better.
Should we tell
Did they
them?
give massage? I mean,
Should
they
we
finger.
tell them? Should we tell them?
They don't want to know. They don't want to know. Then they now brought about the instruments.
So that they're gonna
The
do it themselves at
instruments.
home because the doctors are now
Yes.
tired of fingering the women.
Yes.
Like,
My own advice to everybody, even I think we've said it before, I've said this before, that even if for people that you choose to be celibate till you get married, even if that's your choice, I beg you in the name of God, still prioritize, understand your body. Understand.
yes, it's important.
Understand.
You
It
can
is
learn about
necessary.
sex without having sex.
Yes. So please do it. Like, please do it before, like, all knowledge, you don't, if you want to wait to translate your knowledge to action, all we need for you is to have the knowledge. That's all. Ah, man.
Yeah, this
Problems
was
day this
this
world,
was a
yeah.
very, very interesting conversation because I like the way I like, you know,
Yes.
it took like twists and turns, you know, and I think this is
Yes.
basically one of the things that I really like about these conversations because we're basically discussing different angles to different things because eventually you realize that these issues are not standalone issues. They have like different tentacles, they have different things attached to it, different root causes, different impacts, you know, across board.
Yes.
And I'm really happy that we had this really, you know, in-depth conversation with a lot of tentacles. And thank you very much,
Yes.
Olua, for joining me on
Thank you
this
for having me. I
episode.
really enjoyed doing this.
Oh, thank you so much.
Besides the cho-cho-cho-cho-cho in me, but like the conversation in itself was very, very, very enlightening. So
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you for
Yeah.
this podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. So we have come to the end of this podcast today. Bye. Hi, folks. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I'm very sure that you enjoyed. Scratch that. I know that you enjoyed this episode. Please watch out for subsequent episodes and please do not forget to subscribe and also share the link with your friends and networks. Bye, see you next time.